It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, and Bellingham American Legion Post 441. Three great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. How you doing, Josh?
Doing pretty good. Beautiful day out. It was a nice weekend.
Supposed to be a couple of beautiful days coming up here. 70s or low 80s and sunshine. And
yeah, we were just talking about each of us having to do some yard work now.
Yeah, time to mow again. Mowing, spray, and all that good stuff. So,
no, I was talking to someone, was it last week or the week before, and they said, are you tired of mowing lawn yet? And we didn't have to say anything, just the look on our face.
Yeah, that's right. No, I don't mind it. Just get out and drive around on my little rider. And
yeah, you got a rider.
Yeah, well, I got a pretty good-sized yard there. I tried mowing it by hand when the rider conked out once, but that was a... I think I slept for 2 days after that. Oh, are we saluting today?
Today we're saluting Sergeant Rodney Gene Laughland. Rodney was born on July 28th, 1931, in Dawson, passed away on April 16th, 2016. He entered active duty January 31st, 1951. Actually, this was a reenlistment date. At Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama, and was honorably discharged 6 years later on January 30th, 1957, at Chanute Air Force Base, Illinois. He served a total of 9 years in the United U.S. military. He was a motion picture sound specialist with Field Unit 1 Maintenance Lab of the Air Force Personnel and Training Research Center at Chanute Air Force Base, Illinois. So he was probably responsible for the sound in those training videos, you know, during the 50s. So,
right.
And you see all those...
The old newsreels and stuff?
Yep. The old training videos and stuff. Yep. You know, we even have a past president that... was involved in that during World War II, Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
You know, he was an actor. He was blind as a bat, apparently. So, but he did serve in the military doing training videos.
Okay. Well, everybody gets their niche.
Yep. He served during the Korean era, and some medals and ribbons that he earned were the National Defense Service Medal and the Good Conduct Medal, and he had 2 years in overseas service. So we thank you, Rodney, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. Salute to the veterans.
Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
That's right. Well, we're going to talk about, let me see, I wrote it down now. Let me get it right here. VFW snapped a 27-year membership decline. That's good news.
Yep. Programs and services needed just as much now as they were then. This press release came out on July 16th on the Veterans of Foreign Wars website, which is vfw.org. Discussing how membership has finally growing again after 27 years. The 120-year young Veterans of Foreign Wars in the United States just added almost 25,000 members to snap a 27-year decline in membership. America's largest and oldest war veterans organization began its new membership year earlier this month with almost 1.165 million members, which is a million less than its peak in 1992. Yet significant nonetheless. According to VFW National Commander, he attributes the growth to the organization being more visible with the national scene, as well as in more than 6,000 communities in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia, 4 United States territories, and 11 foreign countries. That I didn't know, that there's VFW posts in 11 foreign countries around the world.
Learn something every day.
Pretty cool, I think. The internet allows VFW to share their story of service to others, and social media allows us to engage not only with our members, but with potential members, advocates, and their families. More people are learning about the VFW service work, which last year helped 526,000 veterans and transitioning service members to recoup more than $8.3 billion in disability compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. I am an accredited representative of the VFW, so some of the claims work I do does get submitted to the VFW claims office at the VA regional office. They're learning about VFW's legislative advocacy, which directly benefits all 22 million veterans and military service members, just produced the Forever GI Bill for our newest generation of warriors, the Blue Water Navy Act for Vietnam veterans, and will soon eliminate what's called the widow's tax that is financially penalizing some 65,000 surviving family members of all generations. And they are learning about VFW programs, which range from volunteerism, youth scholarship competitions, and student veteran scholarships to financial grants and military unit sponsorships. VFW is about service to others. That's what the founders envisioned when they birthed the organization in 1899, you know, after the Spanish-American War in Cuba, and that's what they made a certainty in 1919 when the VFW became the first veterans organization to open an office in our nation's capital to petition the government for veterans' rights and to ensure our government delivered. The decision to open the VFW Washington office one century ago this year was the direct result of World War I veterans returning to the same government neglect as VFW's founders encountered two decades earlier. And thanks to the robust membership and 120-year relevance that spans generations, the VFW will continue to make a difference in the lives of others every day because the programs and services they provide are needed just as much now as they were then. You can go to learn more about the VFW. You can go to vfw.org, and you can contact myself. I'm Junior Vice Commander of the local post here in Madison. And David Roth is the commander. Eric Call is the senior vice commander. Excuse me. There might be some information on service organizations on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you could probably tell us where to find that.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're located in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as
garden
you like
level.
To call it.
Mm-hmm.
I have membership information on the American Legion, the VFW, and the Disabled American Veterans, which I'm members of all three. And any other service organization I can definitely get you information on. And we are open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Well, appreciate the information there, Josh, and we encourage people to get a hold of you if they have any more questions. And, of course, they can check it out in the Western Guard and the Dawson Sentinel.
Yep. So, after a brief snafu, I think I got them the correct information on the article. And
we should mention, too, that we record these shows and put them on our podcast so they can go back and listen to it.
Yes.
PLQPFM.com and click on podcasts, and there we are.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Josh. See you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackbarrow County Post 1656, Bellingham American Legion Post 441, and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
Hi, Jim Gesswein here. Great opportunity for you to get into a new Jeep or a new Ram 1500 at 0% financing for 72 months. Again, 0%.